Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And it is 7:21. That means it's time to chat with Hancock and Kelly. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
All right. So back when October 7th happened, I believe it was you, Michael. You might have uttered the phrase, and you were scared and concerned about the possibility of a World War III sort of scenario. Now we have Iran striking Israel. What is your level of concern about some sort of global conflict at the moment?
Pretty big. Listen, I'm not the foreign policy expert, and I'm not the person who has studied the conflicts of the Middle East all this time, but it seems to me we are at a moment of real great and grave concern. And what happened yesterday, I think it seemed to have been very well choreographed, announced well in advance. But at any moment, we could be hitting that proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back.
John, your thoughts on what's going on?
Well, I mean, we've got a war in the Middle East. We've got a war in Europe between Russia and Ukraine. I think there's a continued concern about China's designs on Taiwan. That would be a conflict in Asia. So, and you've got some of the malign actors of the world who are clearly coordinating, talking about China and Russia and Iran. So, yeah, there's a concern. Now, I don't know that Israel is best served by escalating this. The Iron Dome performed well yesterday. So, I mean, you know, in terms of red alert status, I don't think we're on, you know, 5-bar red alert at this point, but clearly it's a concern.
So what should the U.S. be doing about this? What should our stance and strategy and leanings be at this moment, John?
Well, we've got to stand with Israel, and we did just that yesterday. You saw U.S. intercepting some of those drones as well as Israel doing that and working in tandem with them. I think that was a good step. And we've got to be there to support our ally. And then diplomatically, I think we need to continue to move to de-escalate the conflict. Look, the hostages need to get released. And I do think there is some diplomatic space in working with hostage release and Israeli ceasefire. I'm certain that that's going on right now behind the scenes.
Michael, do you have a different take on it or the same?
No, I'll yield to John. The one thing I would add is I'm hopeful that we're able to avoid much politics around this because we seem to all be united in the same position in protecting Israel, and that's surely where President Biden is. And I'm just grateful that we have a rational, well-informed person who has decades upon decades of experience dealing with this, leading us in this moment of crisis.
Well, we are in an election year, and besides the global issues we just talked about, domestically, the economy is always an issue during any presidential election. But abortion rights, reproductive rights, those kinds of things seem to be gaining momentum in terms of issue because you have what happened in Arizona this past week, Kamala Harris going out there. So how do you see, John, I'll start with you, the election going in terms of the issues that are going to dominate this one?
Well, I think you're going to see for a majority of Americans, the economy is going to be the preeminent issue. I do think abortion will play a role in energizing some turnout among the pro-choice believers. I think Republicans have done a poor job of articulating a coherent policy on abortion. And, you know, there's several months to go before the election, but I don't think Donald Trump nailed it the other day. And, you know, the best abortion position I've heard in this cycle from a Republican was Nikki Haley, and she's long left the stage. So it's an issue.
And what exactly was her stance?
Well, that we're pro-life. What we understand that women are in a very difficult situation. And we need to include exceptions for the rare instances of rape and incest-induced pregnancies. And, you know, I think that's a much more defensible position than these states like Arizona, like Missouri, that do not have rape and incest exceptions. It's just not a position that the vast majority of Americans, you know, they disagree with that.
Michael, how do you think the president should handle the economy in terms of pitching that we're better off than we were or whatnot when a lot of Americans don't think that?
Well, the numbers and the way that people feel are two different things, right? The numbers show the economy continues to grow. Inflation, although spiking a bit right now, has started to ratchet back. But this is a consequence of putting trillions of dollars into the economy. And we're paying that piper. And I think he needs to tell that story. And the reality is the stability that Joe Biden has brought to the country and the calmness of not making everything some extremist political view, I think is his greatest asset as we go towards this November fight. We saw President Trump trying to ratchet it up yesterday. We see the abortion amendments continue to come. I think the president has to point out, this is what Donald Trump brought you. Republicans now are trying to say, oh, well, we should have had a better policy. No, this is exactly what they had intended with abortion. This is exactly what many of the footline soldiers of the Republican Party believe. And it's out of touch with where Americans are. And I think while the economy could be a liability for Joe Biden, I truly believe this abortion issue may blunt some of that. And I think this is going to be a positive outcome for President Biden.
Well, Biden has also kind of gone solo on this student debt obligation forgiveness thing again this week, something that the courts might eventually strike down, something that the Republicans are trying to stop. Why do you think that's a good idea, what he's
doing? Well, it's a good fight to have because many of the young Americans, when I say young, I mean, this goes all the way up to people in their 40s and 50s who've had school loans without a house payment. That's essentially what they've had for quite a time in their life. Watched us give trillions of dollars away to the biggest corporations. Nearly every business in the country got money. And we told them, hey, no worries about paying it back. But you kids who are trying to make your way in the world, you kids who are the future of our economy is left with, let them eat cake, is what the Republicans are saying. And I think Joe Biden's fighting a fight that will deliver for him politically and hopefully will deliver for these young students.
John, final thoughts on this student debt thing?
Well, the PPP loans and student loans, that's a false equivalency. The PPP loans, they told people they were going to forgive them. It was a bad policy. The student loan forgiveness, Joe Biden, no president has a constitutional authority to appropriate money. He knows he doesn't have the authority. The court's already ruled he doesn't have the authority. They're going to rule again. He doesn't have the authority. This is pure politics. And on the one hand, he's going to get people's hopes up, only to be blighted. On the other hand, you've got millions of Americans who have paid their college and paid their loans back, and this is fundamentally unfair.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly, thank you as always.
You bet.
See you, Scott.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.